This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What to say when you're too angry to negotiate? Scripts for staying rational during conflict. Word-for-word scripts that keep you clear-headed when conflict peaks. In short, anger does not ruin negotiations. Speaking before you're ready does. The moment conflict peaks, your language collapses. Scripts fill that gap with prepared, precise words. Staying rational during conflict is a skill you build before the argument starts, not during it. The right phrase at the right moment does not make you look weak. It makes you the most powerful person in the room. Definition: staying rational during conflict means maintaining enough cognitive clarity, even under emotional pressure, to speak precisely, listen genuinely, and move a dispute toward resolution. It is not the absence of anger. It is a discipline to act on your intention rather than your reaction. There is a conversation I still think about. 30 years ago, a business partner said something in a meeting that was so unfair, so publicly cutting, that I felt my chest tighten and my hands go cold. I knew exactly what I wanted to say. Every word of it would have ended the partnership and probably the project. What saved me was not self-control. It was a sentence I'd rehearsed for exactly this kind of moment. I hear you. I'm going to need a few minutes before I respond to that. That sentence cost me nothing. It gave me everything. The truth about staying rational during conflict is simple. You will not find the right words in the heat of the moment. Your brain is not built for it. What I call the amygdala hijack and say it right every time is exactly this. Your threat detection system fires faster than your reasoning can keep up, and suddenly you're acting instead of negotiating. The scripts in this article exist to bridge that gap. They are the sentences you prepare when you are calm, so they are ready when you are not. How to get the most from these scripts? Find the situation that matches yours. Read the context note first. Then say the script out loud, in your own voice, at least twice before you need it. The words should feel like yours by the time the conflict arrives. Brackets mark the places where you fill in the specific details of your situation. These are not corporate phrases to recite robotically. They are structures. Think of them as the skeleton. You supply the tone and the detail. 7 scripts for staying rational when conflict peaks. Script 1. Buying time before you speak. The situation. The other person has just said something that triggered a strong emotional reaction in you. You need a moment, but you do not want to appear evasive or weak. Why it works? It names what you are doing without apologizing for it. It signals self-awareness rather than avoidance, which actually builds respect. And it buys your rational mind the seconds it needs to re-engage. Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time calls this the 3-second pause, a deliberate micro-intervention that interrupts the reactive cycle before it escalates. Standard version. I want to give you a real response to that. Give me a moment. Formal version. That raises something important, and I want to address it properly. I need a moment to collect my thoughts before I respond. Watch for the other person filling the silence with more words. If they do, let them. Do not rush to fill it yourself. The pause is doing the work. Eamon's note. I have used a version of this in boardrooms and in back gardens. The person who pauses before speaking almost always leaves the conversation with more ground than the one who fired back immediately. Script 2. Naming explosive anger in the room without fueling it. The situation. The other person has raised their voice, is speaking over you, or is expressing rage that makes rational conversation impossible. This is the script from Chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time that I call the explosive anger response. Why it works. You are not matching their energy, and you are not retreating from it. You are naming the situation plainly, stating what you need, and giving them a dignified path to de-escalate. Anger feeds on anger. Calm, precise language starves it. Standard version. I can see you're very upset. I want to understand what's going on, but I need us to bring the volume down before we can get anywhere with this. Formal version. I can see that you're very upset, and I want to understand what's going on. However, I need us to have this conversation calmly. I'm asking you to lower your voice so we can talk this through productively. If that's not possible right now, I'd like us to take a short break and come back to this where we're both calmer. Watch for any change in posture or tone from the other person. Even a slight softening is a signal to acknowledge it. Thank you. Let's keep going. Eamon's note. People who feel powerless often explode. Your calm is not a sign that you do not care. It is a sign that you are in control of this conversation. Script 3. stating your core message clearly under pressure. The situation: you are in the middle of a conflict, emotions are elevated on both sides, and you need to say what you actually came to say without it sounding like an attack. Why it works. The clarity checklist and say it right every time insists that before any difficult conversation, you must know your core message, your desired outcome, and your reason. This script makes all three visible to the other person in one structured, non-aggressive statement. It uses I statements rather than you statements, which keeps the focus on your experience rather than their character. Standard version. I want to be direct about what's on my mind. The issue, as I see it, is state the core message in one sentence. This matters to me because explain why. What I'd like to see happen is state the specific desired outcome. Formal version. My core concern is state your core message in one sentence. The reason this is important is explain your why. The outcome I'm hoping for, state your desired outcome clearly and specifically. Watch for the other person responding to your why rather than your request. This is a good sign. It means they are engaging with the substance, not just defending. Eamon's note. Most people go into conflict knowing they are angry, but not knowing what they actually want. Decide the desired outcome before you enter the room. It changes everything. Script 4. Responding when you are accused unfairly. The situation. Someone has criticized you in a way that feels unjust, whether in a meeting, in writing, or face to face. You're angry, but you need to respond without becoming defensive or dismissive. Why it works. This script separates the emotion from the position. It acknowledges the criticism without accepting it wholesale, and it opens a structured conversation about what actually happened. It is the foundation of the deal method's first step to finding the issue with a neutral problem statement rather than an accusation. You can read more about that approach and how to use the deal method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy. Standard version. I've been thinking about what you said, and I want to make sure I understand your concern. My perspective on what happened is different. Can we walk through it together so I can understand where you're coming from? Formal version. I wanted to follow up on the feedback you shared regarding specific issue. I've reflected on it carefully, and I have a different view of what occurred. I believe state your account factually, without blame. I'd like us to review this together so I can understand your concerns more clearly, or we can find common ground. Watch for your own tone. The words can be right, and the delivery still wrong. Keep your voice level. Let the content do the work. Eamon's note. Being accused unfairly is one of the hardest triggers to manage. The instinct is to go on the attack. The skill is to go on the record, calmly and clearly. Script 5. Calling a pause when the conversation is going off the rails. The situation. You can feel the conversation escalating in a way that is no longer productive. Both of you are too activated to hear each other clearly. Pressing on will make things worse. Why it works. This is what I call the postpone option and say it right every time an explicit, time-specific agreement to continue the conversation when both parties are calmer. It is not avoidance. It is a structured pause with a clear commitment to re-engage. A solution agreed to under extreme duress is rarely a real solution. For more on de-escalating in real time, see how to de-escalate arguments during meetings. Standard version. I think we're both too emotional to have a productive conversation right now. Can we agree to come back to this tomorrow at specific time? Formal version. I think we need to take a step back. This conversation is becoming unproductive, and I don't believe we're truly hearing each other. I'd like to propose we take a break and continue this at specific time and date. That will give us both time to think, and I believe we'll reach a better outcome. Casual version. Hey, I think we both need to cool off for a bit. Can we pick this back up at specific time? I don't want to leave it unresolved. Watch for whether the other person agrees to a specific time. A vague sure later is not enough. Name the time. Lock it in. A verbal agreement to return is only as strong as the specifics attached to it. Eamon's note. Walking away is not weakness. Walking away without a clear plan to return is. Always name the time before you leave the room. Script 6. Confronting behavior that crosses a line. The situation. Something happened in a meeting, over email, or in a conversation that was disrespectful or professionally out of bounds. You're angry about it, and you need to address it clearly without letting the anger control how you say it. Why it works. This script names the specific behavior, states its impact, and sets a clear expectation going forward. It draws on the SBI structure outlined in Say It Right Every Time. Situation, behavior, impact. Crucially, it focuses on what happened, not on who you think the person is. That distinction matters enormously in conflict. For more on how Amit needs underneath the surface drive these moments, read how Amit needs drive team conflict and what to say to restore synergy. Standard version. I need to talk to you about what happened in specific situation. When you specific behavior, it's specific impact. I need that not to happen again. Can we agree on a different way to handle this going forward? Formal version. I need to speak with you about what happened during specific situation. When you describe the specific behavior clearly, it describe the concrete impact it had. That is not acceptable, and I need it to not happen again. I'd like us to agree on how we will handle disagreements in the future so we can maintain a professional working relationship. Watch for the other person immediately defending or deflecting. If that happens, do not get drawn into a debate about whether the behavior was intentional. Stay focused on the impact and the ask going forward. Eamon's note. A boundary without enforcement is just a suggestion. This script only works if you are prepared to name the consequence if the behavior continues. Have that ready before you go in. Script 7. Rebuilding after a conflict has damaged the relationship. The situation. A conflict has passed, but the air has not cleared. Trust is frayed. You know you need to repair the relationship, but you're not sure how to open that conversation without reopening the wound. Why it works. This script applies the first steps of the bridge method from Say It Right Every Time. Begin with an acknowledgement, reaffirm the relationship, and identify the breakdown clearly enough to address it. A repaired relationship is often stronger than one that was never tested, but only if the repair is genuine and specific. You may also find it useful to work through the core framework for this kind of follow-up conversation, detailed in how to use the core framework to stay grounded during a tense workplace conversation. Standard version. I've been thinking about our conversation, and I don't feel good about how it went. I said some things I regret, specifically what you said or did. I want to make this right. Can we talk? Formal version. I wanted to follow up on our conversation. I know it was difficult, and I want to make sure we're in a good place moving forward. I value our working relationship, and I'm committed to making sure we can collaborate effectively. Is there anything we still need to address? Watch for whether you are doing this from genuine care or just to relieve your own discomfort. The other person will sense the difference. Go in only when you are ready to listen, not just to speak. Eamon's note. Most people wait for the other person to reach out first. That waiting can last years. The one who reaches out first is not the weaker person. They are simply the braver one. Making these scripts sound like you, not like a policy document. Read each script out loud before you need it. If a phrase feels stiff in your mouth, swap one word at a time until it sounds natural, but keeps the structure. The structure is what matters the pores, the named behavior, the stated outcome, the specific next step. The exact words are yours to shape. If you feel defensive or angry while practicing, good. That means you are rehearsing under something close to the real conditions. When the how to use the core framework to stay calm, when feedback triggers a defensive reaction, principles feel too abstract in the heat of a moment, a rehearsed script gives you something concrete to reach for. One more thing, scripts work best when you have also prepared what comes next. What will you say if they push back? What if they agree immediately? Thinking one move ahead prevents you from being caught flat-footed the moment the script runs out. What goes wrong when people try to script conflict conversations? The mistake. Reading the script too literally, word for word, with no eye contact. Why it happens. Nervousness and over-preparation collapse into rigidity. What to do instead? Learn the structure, not the sentence. Know the beginning and the core message. Let the rest breathe. The mistake. Using a script as a way to avoid genuine listening. Why it happens. The script feels like armor, and armor is thick. What to do instead? After you deliver your opening, put the script down mentally and actually hear what comes back. The anodyne hijack fires in the other person too. Your calm listening is the most powerful de-escalation tool you have. The mistake. Choosing the wrong register for the situation. Why it happens. People default to formal when they are anxious, even with close colleagues, which reads as cold or hostile. What to do instead? Match the register to the relationship and the setting. Formal works in structured meetings and with senior stakeholders. Standard works with peers. Casual works only in genuinely informal relationships, where it will not feel like a rehearsed line. For more on reading the room and choosing the right communication approach for tense dynamics, see how to use the deal method to diffuse tension between two colleagues who refuse to cooperate. The mistake. Using a script too late, after the anger has already done its damage. Why it happens. People wait until the moment feels right. In conflict, that moment rarely comes on its own. What to do instead? Deploy the script early, at the first sign of escalation. Script 2 and Script 5 are both designed for early intervention, not last resort damage control. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. How do you stay rational during conflict when emotions are running high? The key is preparation before the moment arrives. When you have word-for-word scripts ready, you do not have to invent language while angry. Interrupting the reactive cycle with a 3-second pause and a prepared phrase gives your rational mind time to re-engage before you speak. What should you say when you are too angry to negotiate? Start by naming what is happening without attacking the other person. A phrase like "I need a moment before I respond" or "I can see this conversation is getting heated" buys time and signals self-awareness. From there, use a structured script to re-enter the conversation with clarity rather than reaction. What is rational during conflict, and why does it matter? Staying rational during conflict means keeping your thinking clear enough to speak precisely, hear the other person, and move toward resolution rather than escalation. It matters because anger distorts both what you say and how it lands, often turning a solvable dispute into a lasting breakdown. How do you de-escalate conflict when the other person is furious? Do not match their energy. Speak slowly, lower your voice, and name the situation without accusation. Scripts to acknowledge the other person's frustration without conceding your position are the most effective tools for bringing an explosive moment back to a level where negotiation is possible. Can word-for-word scripts really help during emotional conflict? Yes, because the brain under stress reverts to prepared patterns. When your working memory is consumed by emotion, a rehearsed phrase functions like a lifeline. The script does not replace your thinking. It carries you through the first 30 seconds until your thinking recovers. What is the amygdala hijack, and how does it affect conflict negotiation? The amygdala hijack is what happens when your brain's threat detection system floods your body with stress hormones faster than your rational mind can respond. In conflict, this means your words and tone escalate before you decide to escalate. A prepared pause and script interrupt the automatic response. Here is the truth of it: anger in a conflict is not your enemy. Speaking before you are ready is. The scripts in this article, rooted in the frameworks I developed across Chapter 5, Chapter 9, and Chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time, exist because knowing what to say and actually saying it when it counts are two completely different things. Prepare these words now. Practice them somewhere quiet. And the next time a conversation threatens to go sideways, you will not be scrambling for language. You will already have it. Staying rational during conflict is not a gift. It is a practice, and it starts well before the argument begins. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.